You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Many believe that the government need to take stronger steps to recognise a Palestinian state. I spoke to the University of Auckland's Professor Tracer Dunworth about the significance of the move and what else needs to be done. How do you interpret New Zealand's recent statement on Gaza, and do you think it's symbolic or an actual real policy shift?
I think that it's both symbolic and a real policy shift, but it needs some more meat on the bones of it. It's interesting to see that every single one of the signatories to that humanitarian statement, Al Jazeera reported the following day that they are all still trading with Israel.
And how does New Zealand's stance on Gaza compare to its past approach to the Middle East?
I'm not sure that I see that much difference. And what I've been comparing it to is our stance on the Gaza war compared to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And we've been much more forceful about our response to Russia and Russian entities. And so in my piece in The Conversation, that was a sort of a key point, saying it's within our power immediately to put in place sanctions, just like we've done for Ukraine. And that actually looks like it now has cross-party support. So that's very good. Immigration, we have a sort of a fast-track family reunification process for Ukrainians needing some refuge. And we should do the same for the Palestinians that are able to get here.
What factors might affect whether the government follows through with their support for Gaza?
So if I'm to be brutally honest, I think that it's the coalition government do not want to annoy or defy the United States.
Do you think that they're holding back because they think they might lose voters?
No, I'm not sure what the domestic, the pulse of the nation here in New Zealand would be, to be honest. I certainly think that the younger generations, like if we look across at the universities, if we look across at the marchers and those protesting, I mean, it's the young people of Aotearoa that have been in the vanguard of this, the Gaza protests, the Free Palestine protests, and they've been doing a fantastic job at keeping it in our radar. But whether this current coalition government pays any attention to them rather than the older demographic, but I kind of like to think, I like to have faith in, New Zealand as a community of New Zealanders. I think that the issue for the coalition government is the optics of that in terms of our relationship with the United States, and in particular, the irrational, and that's a polite word, approach of the current Trump administration.
Do you think that their statement is enough? If not, what do you think needs to be done further?
The statement clearly isn't enough. It's a good starting point, but it's important not to leave it at that as a symbolic gesture. And in the piece that I wrote in The Conversation, I set out three issues that the government could take this week on, or get it started this week, in terms of changing our domestic law. And that would be putting in place an immediate arms trade embargo with Israel. It would mean amending our immigration regulations so that the Palestinians would have the same sort of access rights to apply as the Ukrainians already have. And then thirdly, to go back on, an issue that we worked on last year, is for the Director General of Inspection Intelligence Security to open an inquiry into intelligence sharing through Five Eyes, United States is one of the members of Five Eyes, and it is well known internationally that the United States is sharing intelligence with Israel.
As it's a very, well, it's a topic that a lot of MPs in the House have very strong conflicting feelings about. Do you think that in any way it could affect the coalition agreement?
I don't know enough about the sort of dynamics of the coalition relationships, only what I read in the general mainstream media. So I'm not particularly well informed on that. But it will definitely give the opposition parties quite a bit of rope to play with in terms of, because they don't have a coherent response. Actually, if you pick apart what Minister Peters says, what the Prime Minister says, it's not logical and it's often contradictory.
Right. And before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just feel like, yes, there is. I feel like New Zealand prides itself on showing leadership and being the plucky little country. And I do feel like we have shown leadership in the past. We worked very closely with a number of key states from the Global South in terms of our nuclear-free legislation. There's going to be a big debate in the General Assembly in September, which is only next month now, and I feel like that diplomatically, behind the scenes, New Zealand should be working much more closely and proactively with those states that have shown real genuine leadership in terms of opposition to Israeli actions in Palestine.
That was Tracer Dunworth on the government's statement on Gaza. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.